Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
On November the 2nd, 1863, several months after the Battle of Gettysburg, David Wills, a local judge and prominent citizen, invited Abraham Lincoln to make a few appropriate remarks at the consecration of a cemetery for the Union war dead. Edward Everett, then the young nation's foremost Northern orator, had also been invited to speak, but on September 23 preceding. But Everett needed more time for preparation. So fate put both of the two men on the same program on November 19, 1863. Edward Everett spoke first. He droned on and on for more than 2 hours. Then the tall and lanky backwoods American president spoke. He began, 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. He spoke only 266 words, about 3 minutes in length. Yet the world has long since forgotten what Edward Everett said. But Lincoln's words will live as long as does civilization. Why? They went to the heart of what people felt, a deep personal loss. They were brief and concise. They spoke to the need of the hour. Everett's remarks made front page news, while Lincoln's were tucked on the inside pages of newspapers that didn't have a clue to what was really important. But Edward Everett knew. He sent Lincoln a note the day after the dedication, writing, I wish that I could flatter myself that I had come as near to the central idea of the occasion in 2 hours as you did in 2 minutes. A statue of Everett stands on the Boston Commons, and as pigeons roost there, children ask, who was he? And parents don't know. But all over the world, Abraham Lincoln is revered as an unlikely candidate for success, a hero who changed history, one who dared to take the narrow road. Dallas Williams, speaking to a National Religious Broadcasters Conference, asked the question, one picture worth 1,000 words? And answering it said, you give me 1,000 words, and I can have the Lord's Prayer, the 23rd Psalm, the Hippocratic Oath, a sonnet by Shakespeare, the preamble to the Constitution, Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, and I'd have enough left over for just about all the Boy Scout Oath, and I wouldn't trade you for any picture on earth. If you are average, you will have about 30 conversations today, every day. Learning to express yourself clearly will help move you up the ladder of success, make you a more loving, caring husband or wife, and more effective in sharing your faith. So what lessons are there for us when it comes to clear and concise communication? First, think before you speak. Put your brain in operation before you put your mouth in gear. Once you have said it, you can clarify it. You can retract it, but you can't erase the initial impression on the one who may respond, yes, but that's what you said. Then strive to express clearly the message that you intend to deliver. Blunt words create blunt responses. Tender words, tender responses. You can be absolutely honest and factual without being unkind or abusive. Instead of exaggerating or stretching the truth, Paul said we should speak the truth in love. Finally, once you have said something, mentally ask, is this what I really intended to say? If not, clarify what you intended to say but didn't get across. Well, does Proverbs say, a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. It is as true now as it was 3,000 years ago when Solomon and his men compiled the Proverbs.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.